All righty. This is going to be a very interesting 30 minutes, or you can make that 29 now minutes here on Final Pitch. Because this Final Pitch tonight, after the Twins fall to the Chicago White Sox 12-3, I mean, really, what can you say about tonight's game? 651-461-9226. The phone number as well as the text line, again, that is 651-461-9226. Henry Lake, Christopher Tubbs, taking your reaction, your phone calls, your text, whatever you want to do for the next 29 minutes. Because the Twins fall to the White Sox 12-3. And look, this was, I mean, this was beyond frustrating to watch. At one point, somebody, I won't call them out, but somebody texted me. They said, this is gross. And what am I supposed to respond back to that? I mean, like you look at what transpired, and this team was winning 3-1. I know that they gave up that lead, or Semien Woods-Richardson gave up that lead and left the ball game after it being 3-3. But the bottom line is that when you look at this entire situation, I just felt like they just faltered, man, late in that game. And not only that, I just think there was a ton of missed opportunities early in the game, too. And Chris, I think that ultimately, like, when you got bases loaded and there's nobody out and you get one run out of the deal, and this has been a theme. This is not a one-off. This is not something we've seen in one game or a couple of games or half a dozen games. We've seen this all season long. The Twins have not taken advantage of opportunities early in games when they have the bags juiced and you can put your foot on your opponent's throat. If you are able to make that a big inning, then what are you doing? You are absolutely crushing and stealing the heart right out of the chest of your opponent, and you're putting them mentally in a bad place. I'm not saying that this team is going to quit, and that team tonight would be the Chicago White Sox. But the bottom line is, if you make that a 3 or 4 run inning and you make it hurt, then it puts that team way, way behind the eight ball.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. This was just really bad execution by the Minnesota Twins. It wasn't anything that the White Sox did. You got the sack fly, but then Austin Martin, with the base running blunder, that when the ball is hit that shallow to left field and you're at second base, you don't try and advance to third base. I mean, that's something you learn in Little League. And you combine with the fact that Fitzgerald couldn't get that bunt down.
Why is he bunting, though?
At that point, I don't know. With two outs, I don't know. Unless that's something that you're looking at and you think that you can lay it down, that the defense is going to be able to, you know, allow you that if the defense is playing back. But the thing is, if you're going to bunt, you've got to be able to execute it, like you said, especially with two outs. It's like trying to execute the bunt with two strikes. That foul ball is going to be, you know, it results in a strikeout. This third out, you don't get another opportunity, even if Byron Buxton is going to be the next guy up.
Yeah, it just, you know, tonight it was this a house of horrors. Semien Woods-Richardson, I didn't have an issue with how he pitched tonight. We can look in. I know, and tonight, man, Gino and Danny,
they were fired up.
They were fired up, and they were debating because they weren't on the same page tonight, which I think is good. I think it's constructive, for those guys to have the back and forth and not always be on the same page. But look, I know that Sim had the situation where he had the throwing error. Look, mm-hmm. I know that he wished he would have had that one back, and he would have just went ahead and taken the easier out. But I thought that all in all, I thought that his night was fine. I wasn't upset. He's still a guy that's just fresh coming off of that IL stint, so I really did not have an issue with Semien Woods-Richardson. I don't know how you viewed his night in total tonight, but to me, I thought he was fine. He went five innings. He gave up two hits, three runs, two of those earned. He walked three batters. There was an issue with the walking of the batters. Mm-hmm. I totally get that, and I think that Gino was correct about the walking the batters. But I actually was on the side of Dan Gladden in the conversation. I thought that he was, for the most part, he was fine tonight. He struck out seven, which that's a high number for him. He typically doesn't strike out that many batters on 85 pitches through five innings.
I mean, I'm kind of with you, Henry, that I thought he was just okay. There were the pitch count for me. It really got laborious when you get into those long at-bats, and that's just not something that Semien has seen a significant amount of this year.
Started. The first batter he faced, I think, that was like an 11-pitch at-bat, and that guy was fighting off pitches. But beyond that, I thought that Semien Richardson, in an opening at-bat of the game, he was kind of getting squeezed. I was like, what's going on here? But anyway.
I'm not going to say that he was getting squeezed. He threw 18 pitches in the first inning. 10 of them were to Mike Tauchman. And you know, Mike Tauchman is one of the two guys that's over 30 on this team, along with Andrew, you know, Benintendi. Benny Biceps showed off the big guns tonight with the two dongs. You've got to give these guys credit because they're kind of setting the tone for this young team. Semien, I didn't have a problem with it. You know, the pitch count to me was deceiving in the sense that he threw 85 pitches, 52 of those were strikes. He did have the 7 strikeouts. He did need those 2 back to back to get out of a little bit of a jam in the top of the 5th when he really got himself into the issue. The whole, you know, error thing, I'm not really going to put that on Sim in the sense that when you've got the barrel of a bat that's coming at you, the first thing you want to do is you're going to catch that ball, but you're going to duck. Yeah. You're naturally.
That's natural. It's just your instinct.
Yes, absolutely. And just for a moment there, you lose your bearing. I've never played with a wood bat, but I played with an aluminum bat. I've never had a bat that's come back at me. But when something is coming at you at a significant rate,
yep,
and you don't really know how to handle this, like it just takes you out of the moment, and then you have to try and refocus in real time. It's very, very hard. So if he catches that ball clean without the barrel of the bat, I don't think you've got that throwing error.
All right, so and let's also be clear about something, and we can get your reaction at 651-461-9226. Thomas Hatch was atrocious tonight. Let's just call it for what it is. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it tonight. He was atrocious tonight. He went 2 innings. He gave up 8 hits. He gave up 6 runs. He walked a batter. He struck out 3. He gave up 2 home runs. That was horrible, man. And that, I just, oh my God. And you know me, I'm not super aggressive in these post games in terms of talking about players in this way, whatever. These guys are professionals and they're trying hard. But he was bad, man.
Yeah. We can just say
it was bad tonight.
It was, you know, as Rocco said,
he was bad.
Not great. not great. But I think, though, you kind of start to see.
We don't have a bullpen anymore.
No, here's the thing. We don't. I don't know who's going to be part of this bullpen next year. I really don't.
I think that there will be plenty of free agents that we should be looking at.
Oh, no question. Absolutely no question. I mean, is Funderburk, you know, the way that he's pitched, is he the guy? Is Justin Topa going to be a guy? Like, I don't know out of the guys that they've got right now. I feel like it's just kind of getting by until the end of the year.
Yeah. From the 7-6-3, tough game for sure. Thought it was a good start for Richardson tonight. Need better hitting and shouldn't need to be saying that in September. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take our first break. Come back. Love to get your reaction. Love to get a phone call or two or text. Twins fall to the White Sox 12-3, and this is Final Pitch. All right, welcome back into Final Pitch. News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall to the White Sox 12-3. Your reaction, phone calls, and texts at 651-461-9226. Look, we're all hot and bothered. We're all frustrated here at the end of the season. Rocco, he basically said in so many words, that was not good. That was an awful night for us tonight. Outside of Sim, pitching okay, that everything just kind of fell apart. He was not happy, okay? Danny and Gino had a little bit of a moment tonight on the post game. That was cool.
They were letting some steam off.
They're buds. Yeah, they let some steam off. Let me say this, too. Let me let a little bit of steam off, too.
Okay.
There is a texter, which I'm so close to blocking them because, and I think you probably have thought about this, too, Because for the last few weeks, and they've done it again tonight, they've texted the show with regard, and they actually texted during the when Gino and Danny were on. And I'm just going to bring it up because they're not texting them. They're texting us.
Yes.
With regards to there's no need for a post-game show. The season is over. This team is terrible, worst in the league. Why are you going to have more post-game? That's first off, Texter. Appreciate you listening to The Good Neighbor. Appreciate you listening to the Twins Network. What you have texted on the text line makes zero sense. It's not using logic, and I'm going to give you some logic, okay? That's not how this thing works, okay? In sports, with seasons and teams, wins, losses, advertising, marketing, that's not how this works. You don't just say when people have spent their hard-earned money with television ads, with radio ads, product placement. That's not how any of this works. You don't just say, you know what, sunken costs. The Twins are struggling. The Vikings are struggling. The Wolves are struggling. We're just not going to have shows anymore. We're not going to show. That's not how any of this works. So stop texting the station about what's being aired. You're not being logical. Use common sense. The show will go on, whether you like it or not. Don't be a bandwagon fan. Either you love the Twins or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being clear, Chris, on that? I mean, this is stupid.
Yeah, you are. And yeah, no, if you don't mind, if I can just kind of chime in here for a bit as well. When you have these sports properties and you have a relationship with the team, and we are very fortunate, we are very blessed to be able to do this and work in conjunction with the Minnesota Twins. We are very thankful. I am very thankful. This is a dream job, Henry, to be able to talk about the team that I grew up watching, that I cheered on as a kid to two World Series. This is a business. They are our partners, okay? We work with them. This is one thing that they want us to do, and we are more than happy to do it. Even if the Twins are awful, even if they're playing terrible baseball and they get their asses kicked like they did tonight, we sit here and we talk about it because it's what we do. It's our job.
Job. That is part of the job. Last year,
yes,
when the team was not being seen by a lot of fans on FanDuel,
mm-hmm,
what is everybody supposed to do? What are advertisers? What are people that pay that have businesses that are putting out, that are doing sponsors? Are they just supposed to say, okay,
we're gonna pull our money? I'm sorry, nobody's listening.
What are you talking about? Like, just come on, people. Let's just be logical here with the situation.
It's a.
But the bottom line is, it is what it is.
It's a business relationship, and I'm, you know, Henry, you and I are very lucky to be able to have this job and be able to do this, because the Twins territory, even when it's frustrating, it's still a chance to talk Major League Baseball and follow a Major League broadcast. And
I mean, it's just silly.
It is.
So is Apple Autos is not supposed to run advertisements anymore?
Yes.
Is Mauer Chevrolet supposed? And those are just examples. I'm just. It's just stupid. Anyway,
it's a business relationship, and if you don't like it, turn off the radio and listen to something else, because we're going to do this for the next month on the weekdays. Whether you like it, whether you don't, we're here. Hopefully we're talking Twins wins, but if we don't, you know what? We're going to have some fun anyway, because that's what we do.
Yep. All right, let's get into, because even on bad nights, we try to at least look and see if there is any silver lining, which means it's time to find out who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, to be fair, no one really, in my opinion, really cooked tonight, right? Like, you know, when you talk about somebody's cooking, we, you know, what we mean by that. But a guy collected a couple of hits and batted in a run tonight, and that'd be Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, somebody that I've talked about this entire year. I do think that he is somebody that you look at of the younger Twins players, and I do believe that this has been a productive year for him. I'm not saying that Trevor Lawrence is going to be some star, that he is going to be some top-flight player for the Twins organization, but to look at him from last year into this year, I think that this has been a productive year from Trevor Lawrence. He went 2-for-4 tonight, including this RBI single.
First pitch to Lawrence, smoked back up the middle for an RBI single, and the Twins lead 1-0. Well, that's how you start a ball game. A triple from Buxton and Larnick wasting no time. Trevor Larnick is 8 for his last 12, and he drives in his 55th run of the year. Buck touches home plate for the 83rd time, and it's 1-0 Minnesota.
Yeah, props to Trevor Larnick, man. I think he's gotten better. I don't know how you feel about his season, Chris, but I've liked the season that he's had.
Yeah, it's inconsistent, and that's what we're getting with these guys, and it is a little maddening. But one thing I do like as well is I just want to see the opportunities against several different types of pitchers. We saw, especially on Friday night, he had 3 hits off of 3 different lefties. These are not opportunities that he and Matt Wallner get very often. So I want to see them continue to put together at-bats. I think that the walk rate has been a little bit better. I'm not so much concerned about the power because the power is going to be there. I know that he's got really good opposite field power. But at the end of the day, just make contact, just get into a nice little groove, and I can't complain.
I don't think there's any room to complain about Trevor Lawrence.
No,
been fine.
And I mean, I think people look at the numbers and it's like, okay, if he's not hitting 290 with 20 home runs and 90 RBIs, then the guy's going to be a failure.
Yeah, this season was not supposed to revolve around Trevor Lawrence being the star.
No, and I think that's key because with everything, I think we need to give every conversation just a little bit of context.
Yep.
This team revolves right now around Byron Buxton, and I think they thought, Royce Lewis when he's healthy. But right now, it revolves around Byron Buxton, what maybe Luke Keyshaw, and these other guys are just, everybody else is just kind of in this orbit right now, and you're just hoping that you get to a point, hopefully early next year, that these guys are the ones that are, they're the straw that stir the drink.
All right, so Trevor Lawrence, That's Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense, great sponsor. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense.
We love ours.
Buy yours now at chefiq.com. We will take a break. We will come back. Final segment of Final Pitch. Twins fall 12-3. We'll get to the highlights and post-game reaction. We'll do that next. All right, final segment of Final Pitch. Twins fall to the White Sox 12-3. It wasn't a fun night at the ballpark. And if I see one more tweet about, oh, Target Field's empty, we know this.
Hey, Henry, nobody's at Target Field tonight except the dogs.
Like, the team has not performed. You think it's going to be field capacity?
Plus school's back in session.
Oh, my God.
It's been one of those nights. Hey, Henry, you know that some nights you're the dog, other nights you're the hydrant. Tonight the Twins were the hydrant.
Unbelievable.
They didn't play well.
So stupid. All right, let's get to the highlights, man, and post-game reaction, because I'm about as frustrated as I can be tonight. It started off well. Byron Buxton with a leadoff triple to get the night started.
And this ball is crushed deep left field. Benintendi going back. Benintendi misplays it at the base of the wall. It bounces off the barricade. Byron around second. Byron's headed for third. Byron slides in safely. Byron's got a triple.
And then after that, Trevor Lawrence immediately brought in Byron Buxton with the RBI single. We led 1-0. But, man, Andrew Benintendi, he just loves Target Field. He does. I can't with this guy. Solo shot in the top of the second, ties the game up at 1.
1-2 crushed. Right field for Benintendi. Wallner looks up, and we are tied. Right into the dock. The guy on the boat just leaned over and grabbed it. 10th Target Field home run for Andrew Benintendi, who knows how to make himself at home in the Target Field batter's box. Wow, adds to those very impressive career numbers for the game-tying blast.
The Twins, though, in the bottom of the second, would regain that the lead, and make it 2-1 with the RBI single from one Ryan Fitzgerald.
Davis Martin looks to second, now to the plate, and this ball inside out, cut left field, long run for Benintendi, won't get there, drops for a hit, and Gasper will score. Ryan Fitzgerald puts the Twins ahead. It's 2-1 Minnesota here in the second.
Speaking of Mickey Gasper, he had that sack fly in the bottom of the fourth when you had the bases loaded. Twins got the lead of 3-1, but on that play, it ended up being a double play because Austin Martin is just making all kind of boo-boos on the base pass and gets out. But this is what it sounded like.
Fly ball left field shallow. Could be deep enough. Benintendi not that good of an arm out left. Clemens going to tag up. He's going to throw. The ball's going to be cut off, and they're going to get Martin in a rundown, and he's going to be tagged out. Altman does advance to second.
Yeah, I hated that play. I really did. And Danny Gladden talked about it in the post game, and he just mentioned, he's like, well, there was no need for that. Like, that was just ridiculous. There was no need for that at all. All right, so then after in the top of the fifth, Ryan Ramos with an RBI double, it ties up the game at 3 apiece.
Fly ball, well hit, right center field. Wallner giving chase. He's going to play it off the wall. One in. They're going to wave the runner in around third. Missed the cutoff, man. Throw to the plate, not in time. They've tied it up 3-3.
And, of course, Andrew Benintendi, the next inning with an RBI single, gives the White Sox the lead at 4-3.
2-1. There's a base hit into left field. That's going to score one. They'll hold the runner up at third as the ball gets back in. So just a base hit, left side of the diamond. And the White Sox taking a 4-3 lead here in the top half of the sixth inning.
And we don't need to get into all of the other highlights with regards to Thomas Hatch and how terrible he was tonight. And just at that point, we let the lead get away from us, and they just continued to pile on in the later innings. 12-3 final score. Rocco, talk about just the loss to the White Sox tonight.
You know, I'm going to stay optimistic most of the time, but you know, that wasn't good. That wasn't real good. You know, we did some good things to be in the position that we were in the fourth, fifth inning. Sim started the game off throwing the ball pretty well. The position players had some good at bats, and Buck got it going again. There were some good things happening. You know, we started to on the mound not throw strikes. We had a couple of plays in the field where we don't complete plays that we absolutely need to complete those plays. Those are the fundamental baseball plays that you have to make consistently if you're going to win in this league. We didn't make them tonight, and then the game got away from us.
Rocco, talk about Simeon Woods Richardson pitching through the chance that he was given tonight.
We're going to allow him to pitch some. We're going to give him opportunities. We're going to let him work through traffic. We've seen some good, really good stuff from him working his way through innings. You know, he missed some bats tonight. He found ways to, punch some guys out. Those are the good things. So, you know, you're trying to stay as strong and as good with the strike throwing in the fourth and fifth inning as you are early in the game. That's to start. The positives are he's working through these situations and finding ways to get through innings. So there's some good stuff there. There's some stuff that we need to improve on. There's a whole bunch. But the fact that he's out there and pitching in spots that he wasn't pitching in earlier in the year, it's a fact. That's intentional, too, from our end. And I hope there's growth there. And I think we're seeing that right now. And I hope that continues and continues to get better.
All right, Rocco, what about the error on the broken bat play? What about that?
I would never say understandable that we make an error on a play like that, but it's an unusual play. It definitely throws you off kilter in some ways, but also not the first time that's probably happened. If you're in the game a long time and you pitch a long time, you're going to see odd plays and stuff like that. And you know that when things get odd and things are coming your way, it's not easy to do, but you have to, in the moment, actually just recognize that and stay as relaxed as you can and compose yourself. I'm sure Sim's not going to say it's fine that he threw the ball away. I'm sure he's going to be frustrated that he threw the ball away. And, I would still expect him to make the play, even though it's definitely an unusual play.
And I know that he doesn't always go, into the fifth or maybe even the sixth, but he did appreciate being kept in the fifth.
Absolutely. I think anybody wants to finish that, especially when you kind of you make the snowball. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate Rocco for letting me stay out there and battle through it.
All right, just going to wrap up final pitch tonight. Back at it tomorrow night. Hopefully the Twins can get a win against the White Sox, because the White Sox are having way too much success against our Twins for my liking. We'll do it again tomorrow night. Talk to you then.